Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Aaron Gurnis. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. My guests today are Connie Husted and Penny Somar, and they're in charge of the Save Our Stadium project, which is kicking off another fundraising effort. Connie, can you tell us what the latest fundraising project is for the Save Our Stadium project?
Well, this Saturday, which would be June 11th, from 10 to 2, we are going to be at middle school. Motor Inn approached us a few months ago and asked us if we would be interested in working with the Dodge Company to have them come in and have people drive new cars. So we tossed that around at a couple of our meetings and decided, yes, this would be a great fundraiser for us. And at the same time, we have decided to make it a fun event too. And we're going to have face painting for the kids. We're going to have lots of food all during the time, lunch included. We're going to have a car wash that'll be $5 a car while people are driving our new cars. We're also having a bake sale and a dunk tank, which a lot of people, I'm sure, when they see who's going to be in the dunk tank, will love to come help us.
And who is going to be in the dunk tank?
Teachers from North and West. Our mayor is going to be there, Don Zoot. Anna Hoke, who just joined the chamber, she has volunteered. So it should be a really fun time.
The one thing about our fundraiser that with Dodge that we would like to add is that they will be paying us, Dodge directly will be paying us $20 for every licensed driver that drives a vehicle. There's a short survey that they fill out in the end, and there's a box that they'll check for no further contact. So it's not something that they're going to be solicited for after the fact. They just want their input on what they feel about their vehicles. So $20 is very generous, so the more people we can get out there to help us would be terrific.
And the drivers don't have to pay the $20 themselves?
No, it comes from Dodge. All they have to do is fill out the survey, and the whole process would take more than 15 minutes.
All right. Now, Penny, can you explain what the next thing on the list to do for Save Our Stadium is here at Kenlock?
Surely. We have a goal to try to raise $50,000 so we can finish the visitor side, tuck pointing all the seating. We want to finish the K Club Memorial that's on the corner by Casey's. And then we've got a little work to do on the home side, the front row seating. And then hopefully we'll have enough funds to add an additional 200 seats. This will be our last big push to try to get this project to a conclusion. The community has been so supportive, and we have accomplished so much in the last 5 to 6 years. So we have many, many people to thank, and we just hope they'll stay with us for one more push to get this thing done.
And I know most people know already, but can you just kind of go over the big highlights again of what you guys have accomplished in the last 5 to 6 years?
Oh, absolutely. And I will also encourage people, we do have a DVD so that anybody that's interested in seeing it, we'd love to share it with them. To see the before and after pictures is just amazing. We've redone all the home side seating, including adding an additional 200 seats. We've redone the towers, secured those. We have redone the swimming pool and added the memorial walls out front of that. We've redone a retaining wall on the north end of the stadium. One of the most significant things that we've done that is the most visual probably is the old concession stand underneath the scoreboard. We were able to get a grant that, well, actually won a grant to give us a new scoreboard. So we have a new scoreboard with new signage on the back side of that. The fencing, we put all new fencing on the outside. So we've really done we as a community have really accomplished a lot. So it's something to be very proud of.
Now, this is my first time actually in Kenlock Stadium. It's a stadium that's got a lot of character to it. Connie, can you explain the historical significance to the community of Kenlock?
Well, the stadium was actually built as a WPA project back in 1937-38, right in there. So it's been here always. Actually, before, we still have some of our people here who can remember this as a pond where they cut the ice off of it, and the ice house was across the street. You know, it's built from there. We have played ball in this stadium ever since. There is so much community pride by a lot of our people who have played here. We've had some great teams, very supported by the whole community. So it's just something that's historical. We do have it on the National Historical Register now, and we really want to see it stay there and stay like it is now today.
And is there anything either of you two want to say, just kind of a wrap-up?
I think we can't say thank you enough to all the people who have given so generously to this cause. I do hope that we can finish it up and do what we set out to do and make everybody proud of what we've accomplished.
And I totally agree with that. And I too would greatly like to thank our community, because they have been behind us from the night that the school board voted to let us do this. So thank you.
Well, once again, that's the Knoxville Alumni Association Save Our Stadium fundraiser this Saturday from 10 to 2. I'm Aaron Gurnis. This has been Let's Talk Knoxville. My guests today have been Penny Somar and Connie Husted. Stay tuned for Let's Talk Pella up next on the Marion County Midday Magazine.